generalization. It helps people that have a lack of insurance, a lack of especially prescription coverage, and where the income levels make it a financial hardship for them to get their medication. For seniors that are on Medicare Part D, sometimes they reach a coverage gap where they're able to pay a certain amount. The donut hole, and then they need assistance with their medications. And again, depending on the company, pharmaceutical companies will help, will offer medications. But again, I keep going back to the eligibility. This is a great program if you are eligible. It's very helpful to people.
Okay, so as we get ready to wrap up, it's 4:30 p.m. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, community-based radio in Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I'm your host, Ron Diamonstein, talking to Diane Presti, the Prescription Access Assistance Counselor for the Greene County Healthcare Consortium. Do you want to give out some information now about how people can get in touch with you or the organization itself?
I do. Thank you. For residents in Greene County, the number to call is 567-5068 or 822. This is the Columbia County number, 8820. I did want to let people know before we ended that for residents of Greene County, when you choose to make an appointment, you don't have to go to Hudson. Community Action Agency at 53 South Jefferson Avenue has allowed us to use office space, and that's where we're able to take applications.
Okay.
But you need to start by calling the 567-5068 number.
Okay. I think there's also a public service announcement that will be airing over the next couple of months. Like, we put something together that will be through the broadcast day, so keep on giving the information out. I want to thank you for showing up and for going, for imparting all this information. It's extraordinarily useful, I think, and crucial, obviously, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the intro. I think, obviously, this is a problem that's, that has been of some concern for years, and certainly this was from 2009. Can only imagine what's going on in 2012. Diane Presti, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ron.
You're listening to WGXE. As I mentioned earlier, this is the Wednesday afternoon show. We'll do a little music right now and then some more fun and games. Absolutely. Brian Eno and David Byrne. A survey released in Consumer Reports magazine found that 28% of Americans have taken steps such as not filling prescriptions, skipping dosages, cutting pills in half without the approval of their doctor, and even sharing prescriptions with a friend. This due to many Americans having trouble affording their prescription drugs and having to take these dangerous steps as a result. Now, fast forward 2 years of tough economic times, certainly hasn't gotten any easier, which makes the appearance of our first guest quite important, I'd say. Diane Presti is the Prescription Access Assistance Counselor for the Greene County Healthcare Consortium. She's been traveling around the county for much of 2011, spreading the word about the organization's Prescription Access Assistance Program. And she joins us now here at our charming interview annex here at the Catskill Community Center in WGXC. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for having me.
So basically, just start explaining the program and how it can help local residents.
Okay. The Prescription Access Assistance Program is actually administered by the Healthcare Consortium. And the Healthcare Consortium is based in Hudson. It's physically based in Hudson on Columbia Street.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm excited to be here today is because we wanted to let people know that there are services that are offered here in Greene County. And the one I am here to talk about is what you've already mentioned, the Prescription Access Assistance Program. And basically, this is a program that helps people to receive prescription medications at either reduced rates or at low-cost rates, and in some cases, no cost at all. So that's a pretty good deal. Of course, the next question would be, well, how do you do this?
Diane?
Yes.
How do you do this?
almost every prescription drug company has a patient assistance program. I know that before I started this job, I was not aware of that. So that's the first important fact. There are patient assistance programs with most drug companies, not all, but most. So, and they have eligibility requirements, and that's very important to know.
Okay, we can go into that.
Okay. And so basically what we do is when we are going to help a client, we do it by going onto the internet. And so, for example, if somebody, what we ask for is a list of medications. And so let's say someone says they need help paying for Lipitor. You can actually go onto a search engine. And the one that we use is called Needy Meds. Okay. And it's a great search engine. And we go on to Needy Meds, and on that website is listed all of the, or I would say, again, I don't want to say all, I'll say most generic medications as well as brand name medications. And when you go on to that site and you click on, again, we'll go back to the example of Lipitor, and up comes the name of the company that makes Lipitor. And they, on that particular page there, there will also then be their patient assistance program. And you can research at that point the eligibility requirements, which we will go into, although that's different for every company. That's basically the easiest way to say it is every drug company has different requirements.
Okay.
So you go onto the, when you go onto the website, you go to the name of the drug company. Then you go on to the patient assistance program, and they have directions there for you to follow.
Okay. So primarily this is working through the drug companies themselves. Do you do any work with doctors at all in terms of changing prescriptions to more affordable generics or alternatives? I'm wondering, do you help advise any clients to do so?
That's a great question. It's very important to know I'm not a medical person, okay. So therefore, basically, no, we don't do that, or I don't do that. We can suggest to clients if they are having trouble paying for brand name medications, and if we find that for some reason we're not able to help them, that maybe there is no patient assistance programs, we can suggest that they look into generics, but we can't recommend that. That's between them and their doctor.
Right.
That's totally their choice.
Well, I would think that the bad economy over the past few years has certainly forced doctors, in addition, of course, to pressures put on them through the various insurance or HMOs, in terms of becoming more knowledgeable about saving money for mm-hmm. their patients. Mm-hmm. So you'd hope that something mm-hmm. like that would be the case.
Mm-hmm. You asked about do we actually work with doctors. Not work with, I wouldn't use that. I wouldn't use those words, yeah. But part of this program, a big part of the patient assistance, the prescription access program, is to do a lot of outreach.
Okay.
And so outreach includes going to the doctor's offices and talking to the office managers so that they have the information so that when, if there are clients or patients that come in and they say, I can't pay for my medication, they have this information and they can pass it on to the client who can then call us.
So you're there in case of certain clients obviously needing perhaps more detailed assistance, the possibility of
yes.
you being there for them is...
And I have to say the response from the community has been excellent. You know, like the Daily Mail has been very supportive. We've had articles in the newspaper to get information out to the community. We've gone to town meetings and village meetings.
Yes, you were talking about this earlier. So
yeah.
This is more or less, I mean, you have your outreach actually up to this point has mm-hmm. been primarily on a local level in terms of going to
yes.
towns and villages. And,
yes, exactly.
Or senior citizen centers. And
senior citizen centers, all the pharmacies. The pharmacies are very important, and we have had referrals from the pharmacy. You know, where someone will say, oh, I was at the pharmacy and, you know, I saw the flyer there, or the pharmacist gave the flyer to me because I told him or her that I couldn't pay for the medication. But then we've also, I mean, it's been a lot of fun because I spent a lot of time putting flyers up in, like, the post office or the library or, you know, the laundromat. And, I do get phone calls that will say, I saw your flyer at the, you know, the Freehold post office.
Well, hopefully you'll get a phone call saying that I heard your dulcet tones on WGXC.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, you know, you kind of explained some of this to me, but let's mm-hmm. make this clear mm-hmm. to some listeners
okay.
who might be concerned with this. Now, I was thinking, this is an era of budget austerity. I was wondering, well, mm-hmm. do you think this program is secure? Do you think it's going to withstand the buffeting of the various, constituencies that are either for or against mm-hmm. tax increases or, you know, mm-hmm. service cuts or whatnot. And this apparently is not has nothing to do with any sort of governmental organization. Can you explain?
Sure. Well, in Columbia County, the Prescription Access Program has actually been around since 2006. And what happened was there were the people in charge, so to speak, recognized that there was a need to have somebody really do outreach in Greene County and get more people involved in this program because there was a need. So the funding comes from a private grant called the Dyson Foundation.
Dyson.
And I actually only started outreaching for this job doing it in March.
Oh, okay.
So it's about 9 months. Okay, so it's kind of a new program. That's why I'm excited about being here, you know, to do and let people know about this. I wanted to mention something,
too.
I think is important, which is that this is a program. It's not insurance. It's not a substitute for anyone's health insurance. It's a program.
Right.
So, for example, patient assistance programs that are funded by the pharmaceutical companies, they may provide medication for free for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but they also have the option that at some point they may not fund anymore. That's their choice.
Right. So
they may run out of funding. It's not the healthcare consortium. It's that particular drug company that may say, okay, you know, we've provided the medication and now we're not able to do that maybe after.
I understand. It has nothing to do with any type of, mandating from government entity.
Right. Exactly.
This might be a little bit out of left field, perhaps, but I feel I should just ask to see if you even have an opinion. Do you expect, in the time that you've been doing this, and thinking about the influx of the National Health Care Plan, or Obamacare, I guess is what people use it shorthand, in 2014. Do you think this might have some kind of impact on how this program or other programs like this? I guess what I'm saying is, have you heard anything in the grapevine that perhaps pharmaceutical companies might be withdrawing support for this or increasing support?
I haven't heard anything really either way. And again, I guess what I've learned, what I would say, is that every company is so different because, I could research a company and the application process might seem very simple, and they'll provide medication for a year at no cost possibly. And then others might be a little bit more difficult, the process. So I really think it depends on the pharmaceutical company,
okay,
because they each have their own requirements, and they each seem to, have their own view, I guess, or tone about providing assistance.
Just to clarify one more time, are pharmaceutical companies the primary operators behind the funding for this? The assistance. It's the Dyson Foundation that kind of sets it up. But you're utilizing mostly pharmaceutical company.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Resources. Okay.
So the Dyson Foundation is what allows me to go out and do the outreach.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
But our primary resource is the pharmaceutical companies. And just to make it for listeners, just to make it maybe more real, so to speak, is if you do watch TV, you may see occasionally commercials. If you watch the commercials, you might hear a commercial for, I know I've started to pay attention, Abilify. And if you cannot pay for your medication Abilify, please call 1-800-da-da-da. They're referring to a patient assistance program.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so people can do this on their own. I know we have some information about that. People can actually go to the search engine of Needy Meds and research this on their own if they choose to. They just need to be aware that there are eligibility requirements.
Right. So you provide basically a middleman convenience service to help people who perhaps would find it otherwise difficult to navigate the system.
Exactly, because some people they're ill, they have a debilitating illness, and so even for them to, you know, go online, fill out an application, which could be several pages long, that for them just might be too taxing. And sure. So, you know, we do advocacy, a little bit of advocacy.
Right.
You know, make phone calls for them.
I imagine, too. You have older people who are perhaps not quite so computer savvy.
Yes, exactly. Although this is for all ages. It is not just for seniors, of course. But, yes, we have some seniors that the idea of going on the computer and researching is not something that they would do.
And again, so this is not – it's also – you're not limited to people who have insurance or who don't have insurance. I mean, it's a question of income, base income eligibility, whatever your status.